Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Ayin Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We will begin today's shiur 14 lines from the top of Daf Ayin Zayin. Before we begin the shiur, let us glance at the side under our Nosei Mivneh heading. You'll notice that we feature a double underline. And in the Gemara itself, that will highlight the name Rav Nachman. And on the side, we've written Shnei Halochas Rav Nachman Legabi Koisel O Charitz Shebein Shnei Chatzeros. Two Halochas of Rav Nachman regarding a wall, or a Charitz is a ditch that runs between two courtyards. Tzido Echot Asara V'tzido Echot Pochos. One side of the wall is 10 tfachim high, and that means from the floor of the chotzer to the top of the wall on one side, there is a height of 10 tfachim of wall, and on the other side, because the floor of the chotzer is positioned at a different level, so the other side is pochos, is less. Now, we will benefit by looking at the Pirush Chai, the book of illustrations, on Maseches Irvin, illustration number 17 on page 156. That shows you a chatzer, two chatzeros, one on either side of a wall. On one side you can see there's a height of 10 tfachim of wall, but on the other side you'll see that the floor of the chatzer is higher. Therefore, from the floor, the left-hand side till the top of the wall, you have less than 10 tfachim. We will be dealing with who can use the top of the wall, and without running into a problem of two chatzeros that are both have rain over the wall, where we've learned already that if you have two chatzeros that have rain over the wall, so it's said as if two rishios are coming together and you cannot use the top of the wall. We will look also at illustration 18, where you can see a ditch. And this is a cutaway picture, so that you see, in one case, the height from the floor of the chotzer to the bottom of the ditch is 10 tfachim, and the other side, the left-hand side, the discrepancy is less. Let us now turn to the Gemara. As we said, 14 lines from the top. Omar Rav Nachman, Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, a wall between two courtyards, and the two courtyards, as we said, are not at the same level. Tzido Echod Govoa Asorot Vachem, Tzido Echod Shovel Oretz. One side of the wall, the top of it is 10 tfachim from the floor, and the other side of the wall is shovel oretz. The term shovel oretz literally means equal to the floor. However, it means that the discrepancy between the floor and the height of the wall on this second side is less than 10 tfachim. We should point out that we have a long marking at the side, and we've noted it as Rav Nachman number 1 and later Rav Nachman number 2. After these two halachas are stated, the Gemara will then say why I need each one. And that's a tzrichusa, and we have a long marking for that as well. So after having described the setup here, the Gemara goes on to say, Noislim oisoi lozeh sheshovel oretz. We give use rights to take things from the floor of the courtyard and put it onto the top of the wall to that courtyard, which is L'shovel oretz, which is within 10 tfachim, and not any use rights to the one on the other side of the wall, Mishum dahave, because this situation is described as lozeh tashmisho benachas velozeh tashmisho bekoshe. For one side, the use is easy. It's within 10 tvachim, so it doesn't require any straining on the part of the person in the courtyard, the owner there, to put things, take things from the floor and put it on the top of the wall. And as opposed to the other side, it's a greater strain. And there, we have a rule, the chol, lozeh benachas v'lozeh bekoshe, when you have two parties, for one it's easy, and for the other it's more difficult. We give use rights to the one who uses it with ease. Omar Rav Shizbi, Omar Rav Nachman. This is now Rav Nachman Halacha number 2, featuring the ditch, as we saw in illustration 18. Charitz shebein shtei chatzeros, a ditch between two courtyards. Tzido echot omoik asora, v'tzido echot shovel oretz. On one side, the floor, from floor to bottom of ditch, is 10 tfochim, and the other side, from floor to bottom of ditch, is less than 10 tfochim. That's the term shovel oretz, means within 10 tfochim. Noisim oisoi lozesh shovel oretz, we give the use rights of the ditch to the side that's within 10 tvachim of the bottom of the ditch, mishum dahavi lay, because this situation is, as we saw before, lozeh tashmisha benachas, lozeh tashmisha bekoshe, v'chule. V'chule means etc., meaning the rule was, whenever you have one is benachas and one is koshe, we give the use rights to the one who is benachas. In other words, when you have this kind of situation, the one for whom it's benachas, so the top of the wall or the bottom of the ditch is considered part of that particular chotzer. And as far as the person on the other side, so the wall functions as a wall blocking him off. And when we say blocking him off, so that the top of the wall or the bottom of the ditch is not considered a convergence of two domains that would have presented a problem otherwise. Utsrichi. The Gemara now says that we need both of these halachas, even though the principle seems to be the same. Why the repeat? De'i ashmeinen koisel. Had we taught the case of the wall, mishum de'begova mishtamshi inshi. When it comes to heights, people use things that are higher, that are above the floor. Avocharitz, but when it comes to a ditch, be'omka, something in a depth, lo mishtamshi inshi, emo lo. So people don't use that area which is dug out. It involves bending down and reaching down below the level of your feet, even. So people don't, you would think that people don't use that, and therefore it's not considered lozeh benachas, so that you don't have a difference as far as the two people are concerned, and therefore there would be no rights if both neighbors are on the same use level, so to speak, the same practicality. So then it would have the definition of a division between two domains, and they cannot both use it. So I would say aim all low, that we don't give it to the one that the discrepancy from floor of chotzer to bottom of ditch is less than 10 tefachim. Therefore, in addition to telling you the case of the koisel, I need to tell you the case of the ditch as well, to tell me that the person who is less than 10 tefachim of discrepancy gets it, gets the use rights. V'i ashmin in b'charitz, had Rav Nachman told us the halacha of the charitz, mishum delo bo'iso tashmishta. Bo'iso means fear. There's no element of fear of, let's say, the article falling off the top, because you're dealing with a ditch that's down below. Avo koisel de bo'iso tashmishta. But when it comes to the top of a wall, where there is a fear of articles falling off and getting ruined, so amolo, I would say that maybe over there we don't consider the two neighbors as being of, let's say, different use considerations. Tzricha, therefore, we need to tell you, in addition to the case of the charitz, that in the case of the wall, the person that has easier access to the top, he is the one that gets the rights to use the top of the wall and to take things from his courtyard and put it onto the wall and take off the top of the wall and bring it into his courtyard without fear of the other neighbor being considered having same use of that domain. We continue now by looking first at illustration 19 at the top of page 157 in the Pirush Chai. We have learned in the Mishnah on Daf of Ayin Vav Amud Beis, our previous Amid, where if you have a wall that's 10 tefachim tall, so then it's considered a separation between two domains, and they cannot take things from the floor of their chutzner and put it on the top of a wall that's 10 tefachim tall. The Gemara here discusses reducing the height of the wall. What would consider a height reduction? Now, when we say reduce the height, we're obviously not talking about just shaving off the top of the wall, which is the simplest idea, the simplest reduction suggestion. But as you can see in illustration 19, any one of these options are discussed in the Gemara. And what would result then, if one neighbor does this, so then he is considered within 10 tefachim, and the other neighbor, if he didn't do the same, so he is with the 10 tefachim wall, and as we just got finished discussing, we'd be in effect creating a situation of lozeh tashmisho benachas, lozeh tashmisho bekosheh. So now the Gemara. Bal lemaato. A person wants to reduce the height. Im yesh b'mi'uto arba'o muter l'shtamesh b'chol ha'koysel kulo. If there is in the reduction a distance of 4 tefachim, and we say 4 tefachim distance, in illustration 19 you can see a number 4 in the illustration with arrows pointing laterally. That means that the length of the reduction itself running parallel to the wall is at least 4 tefachim. That gives the party the use of the entire wall. In other words, he would be considered lozeh benachas, and he can take things from his chotzer and put it on the top of the wall. The Gemara goes on, v'im lav, if the reduction is less than 10 tefachim, is less than 4 tefachim in the length of the wall, then ein mishtamish elo keneged hamiut. Then he is allowed to use the top of the wall, but only opposite that part where the height reduction took place. Maybe just to restate this, instead of talking about the reduction of the height of the wall, we're talking about the elevation of the floor of the chotzer, making the height discrepancy less than 10 tefachim. So we saw the standard just now. If the length of the reduction parallel to the wall is 4 tefachim, so then he gets use of the entire wall. And if it's less than 4 tefachim, then only opposite that point can he take things from the chotzer and put it on the top of the wall, or take things off the wall and put it in the chotzer. The Gemara asks, Monafshach, either way, we have a problem. E ahani mi'uta, if the mi'ut, this height reduction, is effective, b'kulei kosel l'shtamish, so let him use the entire wall. V'lo ahani, if it's not effective, afilu keneged ha-mi'ut na-mi'lo, even opposite the point at which this height reduction took place, he should not be allowed to use it. The Gemara explains, Omar Ravina, kagon she'okar chulyo me'rosho. There is an illustration of this. In illustration 19, you can see where he notched out the wall. There's a little dalid near that, if you can see that in the picture. That's the case of Okar Chulya. Let us take a look at the Rashi. Omar Ravina, lav milamato askinon, in this particular teaching of less than four tfochim, we're not talking about someone raising the floor. There, if he reduced the height, and the height reduction from the floor, in other words, he raised the level of the floor for an amount less than four tfochim parallel to the wall, that won't be effective at all. So, Ella, kagon shokar chuya merosho, migovo shokosel, the case that we featured in Halacha Beis, that he's allowed to use just the area opposite the height reduction, that's where he notched out the top of the wall, and the govo shokosel koi rosho, that's called the top, kidisnahoyubu rosho peros, rosho means the top of the wall, hilkoch, if the notch that he created there is more than four tfachim, so that's considered access to the entire wall. So a notch whose length is less than four tfachim, so it's not considered a pesach, it's not considered a formal opening. But to use that notched area, he is allowed. Since at that point it's less than ten tfachim, it's not considered an independent domain. It's rather considered part of his chotzer. Continuing in the Gemara, we have a new geometric form, so we will also take advantage of the topic heading, the nosei, and the mivneh, the structural note, as we are about to continue in the Gemara. But so we look first at the side, and we have a nosei klali, and we indicate that this goes ad ayin ches omid beis. So we have a rather long topic at hand. And we've written Yitziras Gisha Nocha Larosh Koisel, the formation of easy access to the top of a wall, Shome Ben Shnei Chatzeros, a wall between two courtyards, Vim Lishne Tstodim Yeshlem Gisha Hem Yechon La'arev Yachad. If both sides, both neighbors, have access, easy access to the top of the wall, so that will necessitate a singular Eruv. That means they'd have to join their courtyards together. The topic heading that we have, the immediate topic heading at hand, is Mi'ut Goyva Koisal Dekfia Sefel, the height reduction through the inverting of a bowl. This you can actually see in illustration 20, in the Pirush Chai, there's an inverted bowl, and there's more to the illustration that we'll have to discuss as we go along. Klomar mehasefel ad l'rosh hakoisel pochos me'asora tfachim. From the top of this inverted bowl till the top of the wall, you'll find there is less than 10 tfachim, and you can see that in the illustration. Structurally, you will see in the Gemara the use of triangles. They are a ma'akav. This is an attempt to keep track of a give and take in the Gemara. Kushios al, with the point facing up, they represent Kushios al hod Rabbi Yechiel, the Omar Kfiya Seifel Memait. Rabbi Yechiel will have told us that the inverting of a bowl is an effective means of reducing the height discrepancy. These will be questions on what he says, and the inverted triangle represents tshuvos. And this marking pattern continues till Omid Beis. The bow tie that you notice are dugmaois umikrim sheldvorma mematim bekoisel. And this marking, the use of the bow tie, which highlights different examples of things that can reduce the height discrepancy. This goes until Ad Daf Ayin Ches. So you'll notice bow ties continuing till Ayin Ches with this in mind. So now we turn to the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yechiel, Kofos Seifel Memait. As we indicated in illustration 20, you see the inverted bowl. This serves as a height reduction. The Gemara asks, "V'amai, why is this effective?" Dover hanital b'Shabbosu. This is something that can be removed on Shabbos. If you simply took an inverted bowl, let's disregard the illustration for the time being. You inverted a bowl. You can easily remove the bowl. You carry the bowl away on Shabbos into your house. So it is a dover hanital b'Shabbos. The dover hanital b'Shabbos eino memayit, something that you can easily remove, take away, carry away on Shabbos. That's not something that is going to be a reduction. It's as if it's not there. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha. No, I need this case. I need Rav Yechiel de chibrei ba'ara. He put around the sides of the bowl some dirt to fasten the bowl in place. The Gemara asks, v'chi chibrei ba'ara mai havei? So what? He took some dirt and fastened it in place with the dirt. V'hatanya, have we not been taught in the following source? And here we have illustration 21, where you can see a type of vegetation, something that looks like a radish or a turnip that's put under the ground. It's not growing. It's being stored under the ground. And the source now describes poga shetmina b'tevin, a poga, this type of vegetation. It's a name of a vegetation that Rashi says poga is a, as the word in Hebrew, poga sounds like a fig. It's a fig that's not totally ripe, that people would place it in straw in order for it to ripen and become useful later on. So a poga shitmina b'teven, or v'charora shitmina b'gocholim, or a charora is a, a loaf that he put in coals on Friday. By Shabbos, the coals have gone out, but there's still muktzah, there's still something that you can't move directly. So the rule is, in megula miktsasa, if the paga or the charora is partially visible, niteles b'Shabbos, you can take the item that you had put underneath these other forbidden substances, you can take the permitted item out. So now we've dashed underline niteles. So how then does the fact that the bowl was surrounded with dirt going to help us? It remains a davar hanital b'Shabbos. The Gemara answers, Hocha b'mayaskinon, Rav Yechiel's din, where the inverted bowl did serve as a height reduction, the islay oganin. The bowl has a rim around it. You can see this in illustration 20, where the aleph is. There's a rim, so that the idea is that the dirt is then placed on around the bowl, but it's on the rim. And this represents a problem of mazes ofor mimakoimoi, the moving of dirt. In other words, I'm not just slipping out the bowl, but I'm also picking up the dirt that's around the rim. The Gemara asks, v'chi islay oganin mayhave, even if it does have a rim around it, so what? The hotnan, do we not have the following teaching? Hatomein lefes utznon tachas hagefen. One who puts underneath the dirt a tznon, or a tznon type of vegetation, a type of radish-shaped vegetation. This you can see in illustration 21. Bizman she, we continue at the top of Omid Beis. Bizman she mixas olin megulin eino choshesh. Before we continue, we just have to correct a slight error we made before. When we read the Tanaic source five lines from the bottom, referencing the poga shetmina b'teven, we mistakenly made reference to illustration 21. That was a mistake, but rather, as we verbally explained, we dealt with a fig that was placed in straw. Here, though, we are to make reference to illustration 21 with the radish that's been placed in the dirt. And the source says, Bizman shemiksas olin megulin eino choshesh. when part of the olinar, the leaves, are visible, he does not have to concern himself. Lo mishum kilayim, velo mishum meisim, velo mishum shvias, v'nitlin b'shabbos. There are a series of halachas here that we don't need to focus on, but as long as some of the leaves are visible, and you can see this in the illustration, you can take the radish out from the dirt, and you don't have to worry about, let's say, it's considered a replanting with in the context of kilayim in the vicinity of a vine, which would be a problem otherwise. And as far as miser is concerned, you don't have to re-tithe it because this is not considered a replanting of it. And as far as shvias, if it's a shmiti, which is a year that's forbidden in agricultural activities, so this is not considered falling under the restrictions of shvias. V'nitlin b'shabbos, this we've dashed underlined because this is most significant for us. What we're trying to do is paralleling the radish or the turnip that you can see in illustration 21, where you have some of the leaves of the plant exposed. You can take that out, even though you're in effect moving the dirt that might be above the rest of the vegetable. Similar to the dirt that's piled up around the rim of the inverted bowl in illustration 20. So in this source it says, V'nitlin b'Shabbos, it's still something that can be moved on Shabbos. So how can it serve as a height reduction, namely the bowl, even with the rim and the dirt that's piled around it? The Gemara answers, Loi tzricha, I need Rav Yechiel's teaching to tell me, the boy mora v'chatzina, the dirt was impacted around the bowl and its rim in such a way that the only way to extricate the bowl would be by using these implements. Mora v'chatzina, they are illustrated in illustration 20. You can see the bays and the gimel and read the caption and see what they are. But by virtue of the fact that they need the use of these implements, that the setup is such that you need a mora v'chatzina to extricate the bowl, according to the Ritva, this makes it such that it's a malacha gemura. It's a complete act of chafira, chofer gomor. And according to the Rabbeinu Hananel, he says it's eno nital b'shabbos. The mora v'chatzina are building implements, and he says sheino nital b'shabbos. It's something that is not, one does not carry, doesn't move these things around on Shabbos. And as a result of this, the bowl cannot be removed. And as such, it's Dover She'eno Nital B'Shabbos, and therefore it serves as an effective height reduction. We continue in the Gemara by making reference to illustration 22. This is called a Sulam HaMitzri. It has three rungs to it. So in the Gemara, Sulam, now we have a colon here in the markings. You can see Aleph is Hamitzri, and then later Beis is Hatsuri. So Sulam Hamitzri, the Mitzri type Sulam, Eino Memayit, that does not serve as a height reduction. V'Hatsuri Memayit, but a Tsuri type ladder will reduce. Echidomi Sulam HaMitzri. What is meant by that? Amri Debei Rabbi Yanai. The Yeshiva of Rabbi Yanai, they explain, Kol She'en Lo Arbo Chavokim. Any ladder that doesn't have four rungs to it. Amar Le Rav Acho Brei De Rovo Le Rav Ashi. Mai Taimo De Sulam HaMitzri De Lo Memai. Why is it that this is not an effective height reducer? Amar Le Lo Shmi Aloch. So Rav Ashi says back, did you not hear Hodi Omar Rav Acho Bar Ado, Omar Rav Hamnuna, Omar Rav, Mishum Dehavei Leh, Dover Hanita Shinita B'Shabbos. This is something that people move around on Shabbos. V'chol Dover Shinita B'Shabbos, Eino Memayet. Things that one moves around on Shabbos don't serve as a height reduction. The Gemara asks, Ihochi afilu tsuri nami. Well, if that's the case, a tsuri ladder is also something someone moves. The Gemara answers, Hosam koivdoi koivo. There in the tsuri example, the simple weight of the ladder, even though it's not an issue of muktzah, of something that's legally restricted in movement, but rather in practical terms, it's something people don't move because of its weight. So its weight serves to fasten it, to affix it to that place, and therefore it is considered an effective height reducer. Omar Abaye. We look at illustration 23. Koisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros, Govoa Sorot Tfochim, a wall between two courtyards having a height of 10 Tfochim, Viniach Sulam Rochav Arbo Mikan, the Sulam Rochav Arbo Mikan, and the two neighbors, each one places a ladder that has a width of 4 Tfochim, each one on either side of the wall. This you can see once again in illustration 23. And now there's more information that the Gemara reveals about this setup. The ein bein zeh lo zeh shloisha tfochim, if there is less than 3 tfochim between the two ladders, in other words, you could see in the illustration at the top of the wall, the point at which the two ladder heads come together is within 3 tfochim, mimayit. This is considered a height reduction. Shloisha eino mimayit. If the gap between the two ladders is 3 tfachim, then it is not considered mimayit. Now, what do we mean by this? So we take a look first at the Rashi. The Rashi sulam rochav dalid mikan bechotzer zu vechein bezu ubohen oilin viordin mizu lezu. And with these ladders, they can climb up from one chotzer and then climb down the other ladder to the other chotzer. The ein bein ze lo ze shloisha, klomar afilu, einon mechuvonim ze keneged ze, Rashi says, even if the ladders are not literally opposite one another, avol ein meruchokin ze mikeneged ze shloisha, they are close, though. They're within 3 tvachim of one another. It's as if they are opposite one another. V'havei Pesach. And it therefore serves as an opening between the two chatzeros. In effect, it's a point of access between the two chatzeros. V'imrotsu, and if they should want, ma'arvin echod. They can make a joint, a roof joining together their two chatzeros. Avum ruchokim zeh mikeneged zeh gimel tfochim lav pesachu. However, if the distance between the two ladders is more than 3 tvachim, so then it's not considered an access point between the two chatzeros. And then they would not be able to make a single eruv. Continuing in the Gemara, v'lo amoron, this idea that it's not mimayit, this is elo delo havi koisil arbo, that the thickness of the wall, the width of the wall, is not 4 tvachim. Avol havi koisel arbo. You can see in illustration 24, if the thickness of the wall is 4 tvachim, afilu muflog tuva nami. Even if the height of the, if the distance between the two ladders is more than 3 tvachim, muflog means a great distance between the two ladders, meaning anything above more than 3 tvachim away from one another, it's considered a Pesach, and they can make a joint eruv joining together their two courtyards. And you can see in the illustration, because when you have a wall that has a thickness of 4 tvachim, you can actually walk on the top of the wall with relative ease. Omar Rav walk, meaning and walk from one ladder to the other, and you can thereby envision the two chatzeros being considered having access to one another. Omar Rav Bevai Bar Abaye, Bona Itzdebo Agabi Itzdebo. Here we can take advantage of illustration 25. Itzdebo is a platform. So in this case, he built one platform on top of another. Im yesh b'itzdebo tachtoina arbo memayit. If the lower platform has a width, or a length of it that is 4 tvachim, then it's memayit. You can see the 4 tvachim illustrated in the picture 25. So if it has this dimension to it, then it will be Mema'it. Inami, another possibility is Ein Batachtoina Arbov, Yesh Bilyona Arbov. The lower one is less than 4 Tvachim. You can see this illustrated in illustration 26, where the lower platform is less than 4 Tvachim. The upper one, though, Vyesh Bilyon Arbov, the upper one does have the 4 Tvachim size to it. The Ein Bein Ze Lozesh Shlosha, and the gap between the two is less than 3 Tvachim. So Mimayit, then, this is considered an efficient, or a sufficient height reduction, reducer. The concept of, or this phenomenon of less than 3 Tvachim, it makes it such that they're considered one unit. The Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Barvul, we have a new marking in addition to the bow ties that we've been seeing till now. We have a house form, and on the side of the Gemara, the house is Sidra Shel Halachas Shel Rav Nachman Omar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. We'll see a series of halachas that Rav Nachman cites in the name of Rabba Bar Rav Huna. So he says as follows, and before actually we read the Gemara, we look at illustration 27. Sulam Sheshlivoisov Porchos. A ladder whose rungs are porchos. Now Rashi says, Sheshlivoisov porchos, shlivos are chavokim, madrega shalanu shikorin that, he uses a French word, kori le, nami sulam. Our stairs that have this phenomenon of what he calls in French, gradits, is also called the sulam. V'sulam she'enu osu kein madrega elo kein shlivo shalanu, a ladder that is made of rungs that we are familiar when we use the term ladder, sheshavir bein chavokin, where there's a gap between each rung, v'hainu porchos, sheporchos zu al zu, the rungs are said to be floating literally or flying one on top of the other, meaning they're positioned one above the other with a gap, with an airspace between them. Now he took that kind of ladder, so what we would call our standard ladder, and then he positioned it flush up against the wall, straight up against the wall, or flat up against the wall, as you can see illustrated. So now we take a look at the Gemara. So sulam sheshlivoisov porchos im yesh b'shliva hatachtoina arbo memayit. If the bottom rung, and apparently we're dealing with a ladder that has this dimension, if the bottom rung has a length of 4 tvachim, then it will be memayit. In other words, even if the ladder is, as you can see in the illustration, is not the side bars to it are not exactly parallel, but they're angular. In other words, there's a sort of diagonal to them. They're not straight 90 degree angle rung side bars. So our concern is, where do you see the 4 tvachim dimension? So he says here that if the bottom rung has a length of 4 tvachim, then it's memayit. The e nami ein b'shliva tachtoin arba can have a situation where the bottom rung does not have 4 tvachim of length to it. The yesh b'shliva yoino arba, and the upper rung does have 4 tvachim of length to it. The ein bein ze lo ze shlosha, and the gap between each rung is less than 3 tvachim. Mimai, that too will be considered a height reducer. The Omar Rav Nachman Omar Rabo Bar Avua. We continue with the Gemara on Ayin Chesom and Aleph, and we will be looking at illustration 30. In illustration 30, you can see a type of platform or balcony protruding from the wall. Ziz Hayoytse Min HaKoysel. The Ziz is this platform or balcony extending from the wall, dalid al dalid, and it has these dimensions to it. It measures 4 by 4 tefachim. Viniach olav sulam kolshihu, and he leaned against it a ladder, even if it's a small, a very narrow ladder. Mi ato, this is a memayit, that we have then a height reduction. In other words, if this platform was, in other words, the height will be measured, the height will be measured from the platform to the top of the wall instead of from the floor of the kaisel. Velo amoron elo de oisve ole. This is true only if he placed the ladder on the edge of the platform. Avol oisve bahade arvuche arvuche. But if he placed it next to the platform, and this is illustrated in the, as we said before, in illustration 30, you can see one ladder placed on the edge of the platform, and one ladder, the other example is it's moved over to the side. So all that does is that it extends, arvuche is to extend the width of the platform, but nothing more than that. It's not an effective height reduction. V'omer Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Bar Avuha. We have illustration 31 to look at. And in the caption it reads, Kosel Tisha Asar V'tzorech Ziz Echod Lahatiro. If the height of the wall is 19 Amos, so having a singular platform will be sufficient. A platform positioned, of course, up on the wall within 10 tefachim of the ground. Let's say at the at almost just below the 10 tefach mark. From that point to the top of the wall is also less than 10 tefachim. So koisel tisho sor tzorch ziz echod lahatiro. However, koisel esrim tzorch shnei zizim lahatiro. And this is in illustration 32. You can see that you have a wall whose height is 20, so then you're going to have platforms, position two platforms, and between the floor and the first platform, you have to have less than 10 tefachim, and from the top of the wall to the next platform, also less than 10 tefachim. Omar Rav Chisda, v'hu she'emidam zeh sheloi keneged zeh. The two platforms will be in effect, be an effective height reducer, provided they are not one on top of the other, so as to enable us to place ladders from one platform to the other. As the Gemara continues, you'll notice a bracketed section, and the brackets, the purpose of these brackets are explained in the note to the side of the Gemara, but Emir Tzashem, we will pick up from this point in our next shiur. But before we close, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. So with that, we conclude our shiur for today.